Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Saturday, January 21st, 2023. 35 degrees, which is shy of 2 degrees Celsius. 89% humidity. As I commence my walk along the Willamette River that winds its way through Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. Oh, God. So last night, as I was cleaning the French press I use to make coffee, I shake out the grounds into the trash can, and I tapped it against a bottle that was in the trash can, and it shattered. It's like, no. Oh. So this morning, I discovered that you can indeed make coffee in a glass bowl with a colander and a paper towel. Because, oh God, if there was a morning I needed coffee, it is this morning. Last night, Ro and I made our way down to the Jack London Review and caught Trio Subtronic, which, whoa, there's a bit of frost on the boardwalk. Watch yourself, Dave. Trio Subtronic, which is this jazz funk band, and it was epic. First of all, they're not a trio. They were a quartet. Keyboard, lead guitar, bass, and drums. And they were amazing. So the gig starts. We're sitting down there, and the band comes on stage. Everybody claps, and they all pick up their instruments. They're doing that, you know, that warm up little riffs and bits to, you know, get the fingers loose, get the game mind in the game, all that stuff. And they're doing all that doodling, musical doodling, as it were, and all of a sudden it's not doodling anymore. It's like when a stereo visual, two images slide together and suddenly lock into clarity. It's like all of their musical riffing kind of slid together and locked into this beautiful rhythm, and they just started, and they launched into their first song so gracefully. It was like easing you into the evening's celebration of music and virtuosity and all of that. It was just amazing. It's a great, great start. And then they were, I'm surprised I had not heard of them before. They have the polish and the vibe that just seems to, it just seems to make sense. And it's one of those, yeah, I can't describe it. It was transportive. It was this great funk bass foundation, and that was very definitely the jam. But then there's this jazz overlay on top of it, and it was awesome. it was very cool to see. Clearly, the keyboardist was in charge because every now and then he'd like raise his hand, and like two bars later, something would shift. It was a transition. You know, he was guiding. You know, when we go to this bridge or when we do this thing, I'm gonna wrap up the song now. Boom, boom, boom. But they were a well-oiled machine. And yeah, just awesome. Actually, now that I think about it, it was Trio Subtronic with David Ballmer. So I guess one of those guys, probably the bassist, the bass player, I'm guessing, was not a part of the original trio. Because everybody, I mean, the keyboardist, the lead guitarist, and the drummer all had their solo bits where the band, the rest of the band would kind of step back and let them do their thing. Oh, God, the drummer was off the hook. He was a showman, first of all, very much so, but also really, really good. I don't have the vocabulary to articulate the level of awesomeness that he portrayed, that they all did. But everybody but the bass player had their time up front. So I'm guessing maybe the bass player was the extra guy. I don't know. Doesn't matter, because it was amazing. It's like, yeah, this is why I'm in a city. This is why, you know, not necessarily Portland, although Portland has a vibrant music scene, but this is why I get out and about. Oh, it's awesome. And I drank way too much. Oh my God. Partying like a frickin' 20-year-old. I think I drunk Marco Polo'd Muse at some point. It's like, good Lord, Dave. Talk about feeling like a 20-year-old. You drunk dialed it. Hello. Yeah, we're... A train is just rolling across the steel bridge. Holy crap. Sorry. Dang. Oh, crap. Alright, here we go. Steel bridge. Tink. Let's get away from this. Holy smokes. Ugh. Whew. Nothing quite like the rousing howl of a freight train to really drive home the fact that you're hungover. Oh, God. Oh, man. Whew. Well, that was fun. Oh. Oh, baby. Yeah, I almost didn't make it out. Almost didn't. If there's ever a question of my commitment to these walks and to hanging out with you for a few minutes of a morning, oh, let that be dispelled now. So last night was epic and awesome and a real pleasure. It was cool hanging out with Ro. Colleen was supposed to be with us, but like I said, she hurt her back, and she couldn't make it. but, and the Jack London Review is like, I don't know, 10 blocks. So Ro and I, we went over to Olive or Twist, had us a martini or two to start the morning off, start the evening off, and then just strolled down to the Jack London Review. What was that, fourth and Alder. And we were at 11th and Lovejoy. So that's 7 blocks over, and I don't know, 8-10 blocks down, I guess. But anyway, it was fabulous. We stopped by. We got a slice on the way home as we were walking up Burnside. At Burnside and 10th, there's a place called Sizzle Pie, which is a local... Good morning. Local pizza institution, and they sell by the slice. So we stopped in, we got a slice. 11:30 at night or something. A couple drunk dudes walking down the street eating pizza, talking about how amazing the jazz was. God, the bohemian life, yes. Well, yesterday was pretty awesome all the way around. I must have auditioned for a video game, a training company, a project, not a paying gig, but somebody was wanting to do a project that sounded interesting. And then did all the homes.com VO that's coming in. So yesterday was much voice. And let me just say, as I'm sitting here rambling away, you may think that possessing the buttery man voice is a blessing. It's a good thing. Your life must be all Skittles and beer, Dave. And it is, until you're hungover and you have to have your resonant buttery man voice bouncing around in your skull, and it's like, oh, that's not nice. Shut up, Dave. I wasn't hungover when I was doing all the voice work, obviously. So, but yeah, it was a good day. It's a good day. Quiet weekend looms on the horizon for me. I'm gonna try and knock out a few more sections of James's book. Kind of slipped behind on that. I'm resolved to do a section a day, and some of the stuff from homes.com got in the way of that this week. I'm gonna try and catch up today. I was particularly taken with one passage that I had narrated. Like I say, James has a gift for the noir vibe. And this one passage just was like, oh my God, that's so noir. And I took the little slice of it and sent it to Brother Zig, sharing with him, hey, check out this stuff. And we texted back and forth 5 or 6 lines of noir dialogue and descriptors and stuff. And Zig says, holy crap, James noired us. He noired us good. And he did too. That was awesome. So yeah. Life in Portland is pretty darn good. Frickin' trains. Zowie. They're saying a wintry mix this afternoon. It's like, wow, we might actually get a taste of winter. Which is fine. it's been clear these last few days. It's been really nice. Not having to wonder if I should grab an umbrella when I step outside or what have you. Less accoutrement to haul on these walks. It's always pleasant. Oh, coffee. But other than that cold snap we had early in the season, it's been a very mild winter. It's like, thank you. I've reached that stage in my life where I do not feel the need to bull my way through a Chicago winter, for example, or a Wyoming winter. Oy. Getting soft in my old age. And I just crossed under the Broadway Bridge, which means I'm going to wrap this up for the week. That's a walk for a Saturday, y'all. I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope you get to experience something transformative, that you get to see someone or something that's just amazing that you didn't realize was possible, that just takes you away, takes you out of your brain, out of your body, and just you revel in that experience of whatever it is. Could be a delicious meal, could be an amazing jazz funk trio. But yeah, I hope that for you. But however it goes down, Brother Zig gives us the truth when he tells us that despite everything, even a staggering hangover, create, add to the world, even if it's 15 minutes of blather along the Willamette River. Oh, and love fearlessly. Fearless. It's the only way to roll. And I will do the same. No walk tomorrow, taking Sunday off. But I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Till then, y'all be cool. Take care.